Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for March 11th, 2021 will come to order. We have some late submitted documents this morning. Mr. Vice Chair.
Madam Chair, with apologies for my slow juggling of the various screens up on my computer. I move to suspend the rules of the time of submission of agenda documents in order the commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents 21-14A and 21-15A.
Thank you. The vice chair is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes 6-0. Thank you. The first item on the agenda is possible use of campaign funds for residential and personal security. Given that no commissioner has asked to make any draft public, I'm going to hold over item 1B, advisory opinion request 2021-03. Item 1A is an interpretive rule on the use of campaign funds by members of Congress for personal and residential security, submitted by myself and Commissioner Weintraub, excuse me. So prior to opening to discussion, I just want to say a few words regarding this. The issue of the use of campaign funds for office holders to pay for certain security expenses is not a new one. However, over the past few years, the frequency of attacks on members of Congress and threats to their safety has increased. The invasion of the Capitol on January 6, 2021 was terrifying to watch, and I can only imagine how much more terrifying it was to experience in person. That event, along with other acts of violence, threats, and harassments against members of the U.S. House and Senate, have made members understandably concerned for their own safety and that of their family members. The draft interpretive rule that Commissioner Weintraub and I have put out for public comment would give guidance to members of Congress who, faced with a heightened threat environment, wish to use campaign funds to pay for certain security expenses. This draft interpretive rule would build on the existing body of advisory opinions in which the commission has approved the use of campaign funds to pay for security expenses that arise from threats to a member's safety due to their roles as office holders. It would not provide the exclusive circumstances, under which a member could use campaign funds for security purposes. Members of Congress and candidates would continue to be able to seek an advisory opinion on proposed rules, the use of funds. We have opened the draft for public comment through March the 18th. We have received one to date. I hope that any interested parties will comment, and I look forward to hearing from the public and to working with my colleagues on a solution that will give meaningful guidance to the members of Congress. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
Just very briefly, and with the understanding that we're hoping to get comments from the public, to address this, and with my personal thanks for your leadership on what I think is a very important question. I think two general thoughts which may set the stage for future comments or for our discussion at our next meeting. The first is one of procedure. I have a lot of sympathy for what we are trying to accomplish with this draft. My concern is a procedural one in that this looks to me a lot like a rule of general applicability interpreting a statute, and therefore possibly something that would be more appropriately handled through formal notice and comment rulemaking. I haven't formed a firm view on that, but I hope that that's something we can discuss, and then maybe anyone who's listening on this who has strongly held and well-informed opinions on that point would make them know. The other is a practical concern. As written, the draft turns largely on the threat determination of the U.S. Capitol Police and the sergeants at arms in the two legislative chambers of Congress. And I understand where that came from. I mean, we've used that in the past in advisory opinions, and that does make a certain intuitive sense. My concern, and I think this is something, again, that hopefully others will weigh in on, where I think there is there's potential room for correction, is that by privileging those particular law enforcement agencies, we're potentially creating a result where incumbent members of Congress are more easily able to avail themselves of this than are challengers or individuals running for MP seats who have not yet been elected to the Congress. And I would be concerned if we were to provide better security for certain candidates than others, given our legislative mission. But you know, with those general thoughts, and I understand we'll have a more fulsome discussion at our next meeting. Thank you again for your work on this.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Are there any other commissioner comments or discussion? None. I always appreciate Commissioner Cooksey giving me a firm no. Commissioner Weintraub, I see. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you sincerely, Madam Chair, for your, as the Vice Chair said, you really have taken leadership on this issue. I feel confident that we will get to a resolution on this, I too am looking forward to getting comments from the public on this. We received one comment which I read quickly last night. It came in last night. I'm going to dig a little deeper into it, and I hope that people will weigh in on this. The document we put out is a draft, and therefore it is capable of amendment. And as I said, I'm looking forward to working with my colleagues to get to a good result that I think everybody will be able to be proud of and feel good about.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. I want to make sure that I've given everyone an opportunity if they're. And as I said to Commissioner Cooksey, I like when he shakes his head no. If everyone could just give me some firm, you are ready to move on to the next. Thank you, Commissioner Drain. So with that, we are going to move on to the next item. I do want to note that item 2 and 3 are being held over. So we're going to move to item 4, which is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum and Grassroots Victory Pact. And we have Mr. Chris Correll and Ms. Nicole Burgess from the Audit Division here to discuss this matter. And so Mr. Correll and Ms. Burgess, if you'd like to proceed, please go ahead. Thank you.
Chris, you're on mute.
Myself off of mute. I didn't realize I was on mute. Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum for Grassroots Victory PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on February 11th, 2021. This memorandum presents the Audit Division's recommendation for the misstatement of financial activity, increased activity finding. The committee received the draft final audit report on October 14, 2020, provided its response to the finding and requested an audit hearing on November 6, 2020. The commission approved the hearing request on November 30, 2020. The commission held an audit hearing on January 28, 2021, where Grassroots Victory PAC requested that the commission remove misstatement of financial activity from the finding title. The report before you continues to present the finding as misstatement of financial activity, increased activity, consistent with prior similar findings for standalone increases in activity. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you to the Audit Division. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It was an interesting audit hearing, all about headings. We've had a lot of discussion recently about the headings on our audit reports, which I have to admit is not something I had given a lot of thought to until recently, but now I have been thinking about it. And I think that some of the audited committees have made some good points on this. The major thrust of the hearing was the committee's perspective that regardless of what we have done in the past, and it is certainly true that inside the building, inside the virtual building, we do think of increased activity as a subset of misstatement of financial activity. they point out rightly that if you look at our materiality thresholds document, which is a published document, misstatement is one category and increased activity is just an entirely separate category that follows it. It is not a subset. So, I mean, my suggestion is that, you know, given that they have raised what I believe is a valid point, that the heading appears to be inconsistent with our other published documents, is that we conform the heading to the materiality thresholds and just call it increased activity and delete the phrase misstatement of financial activity, which seems to cover other things.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Any further commissioner questions or discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Traynor.
I just want to say that I appreciate Commissioner Weintraub's suggestion there and believe that that is something that I can be supportive of.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. I'd like to ask the Audit Division if you could just give us some guidance in regard to how this affects currently we would be processing cases or any future activity that was planned upon this discussion. Yes, Ms. Ora.
Yes, please. Good morning, commissioners. I guess the one concern that I would have is if we're saying that increased activity would no longer be a portion of misstatement, are we then highlighting in the future that this would actually be its own finding? And so committees could potentially have more findings in their audit reports? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong with that, Dana. Is that correct? Because currently, misstatement has subcategories, and increased activity is one of those subcategories.
That's correct. And so it would be a matter of the presentation. The number of findings wouldn't change, but the presentation of the findings would change, and that increased activity would now become its own standalone finding, especially within our website, where it currently it appears as a subcategory of misstatement findings.
So from the Audit Division's perspective, given the fact that we've had this in place since 2004, and Commissioner Weintraub, I greatly appreciate feedback, especially when it's coming from the regulated community, because you are correct. As we go through our daily job, sometimes it's difficult to see what others' perceptions are. And so, unfortunately, the regulated community doesn't have the aspect of having the additional training that goes along with that actual document that our auditors use to conduct audits. So there's training in place as well. My suggestion would be that we actually address this in a future document as we're looking at the actual activity versus making changes now.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for that suggestion. I don't think that people who are out in the real world who don't have the benefit of our training really are as concerned about the training that our auditors get and how it is understood inside the FEC as they are about how it is understood in the real world. And as you pointed out, most people out there in the world don't have the training that our auditors have. So if they read a phrase like misstatement of financial activity, that's got a negative aspect to it that I assume that the reason that they requested this hearing and asked for this is because they thought having a finding that of increased activity just didn't sound as bad as having a finding of misstatement of financial activity. And I think whether it, you know, wherever it shows up, I think that's, you know, that's their perception. It's based on other documents that we make available to the public. I don't think it's a satisfying response to say, well, if only everybody in the world had the training that our auditors have, they would understand what this means. These words have meaning to people in a common sense, real world sense. Misstatement of financial activity doesn't sound like a highly technical phrase that only a lawyer or an auditor ought to be able to understand. And if we want to rewrite the audit thresholds, the document that we make available to the public and use internally for training, such that increased activity is plainly delineated as a subset of misstatement, I think we could do that, and then we could continue on the way we have called it in the past. But I think the problem is that there is a disconnect, and I agree with you. We've been doing this for years. Nobody's pointed this out before, but there is a disconnect between our public documents, between the way we describe things in our audit reports and the way we describe things in the audit thresholds that are also published. And I think we should fix that. I agree we should fix it going forward if we think it needs fixing in the audit thresholds, but I don't think we should ask people out there who are receiving audit reports in the meantime to put up with something that is inconsistent with between our documents. So I have to respectfully disagree with you. I don't think that's the way to address this.
Thank you, Ms. Orok. I do have one question before before I let you speak on this one. Is there some way for the finding to reflect a correction in and of itself? Can we make some change to that finding in this instance to say that this has been corrected? And I'm not sure if that has been done. So any guidance you could answer on that would be appreciated.
Madam Chair.
Oh, we have Commissioner, excuse me, Ms. Orok, if you would allow Commissioner Traynor to proceed, please go ahead.
Madam Chair, on that same point to Ms. Orok, I would ask if it would be possible, as I distributed to commissioners earlier this morning, if we could just put a parenthetical after that to say that it had been corrected, if that might, when people are searching the website, they'll at least find that it is that it's been corrected, so that we don't necessarily change the initial finding so that the search comes out the same, but then when they pull up the report, it actually says that it's been corrected in a parenthetical. And I think that might be a solution to it. So I'd like for her to address that along with your question.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Excuse me, I want to make sure I knew this idea, this brilliant idea come into my head through some way. So that was through Commissioner Traynor. I mean, I want to give credit where credit is due in that regard. Ms. Orok and then Ms. Brown. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Ms. Brown, I'm just going to address one thing. I actually very much prefer the language that Commissioner Traynor used. The reason being is it wouldn't require any additional work from staff to make any changes to the audit report search system. So 100% agree with that.
Ms. Brown?
Good morning, commissioners. Again, I just wanted to follow up on that point and also say that the audit division would be in favor of Commissioner Traynor's recommendation, because from our standpoint, the committee still did misstate those original reports that were filed with the commission. As comparing the original reports with the bank record activity, there was a misstatement of that activity, so that what was reflected in the reports is not what was disclosed on their reflected in the bank records is not what was disclosed on the original reports. So from that standpoint, there was a misstatement. And so to clarify to the public that they did correct it for us would be the preference.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Traynor. Yes.
I think audit may be misunderstanding me at this point based upon what Commissioner Weintraub has recommended. I would support Commissioner Weintraub's motion with the addition of adding the words corrected in a parenthetical after hers, as opposed to my original statement that I distributed this morning.
Yes, Ms. Brown.
Madam Chair, if I may, just to clarify, so that the recommendation at this point is that the finding title would be increased activity and then corrected?
That's correct.
Thank you.
If Commissioner Weintraub would be amenable to that.
Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
I would consider that a friendly amendment.
Thank you. Ms. Orok.
And then, so I'm sorry, I would need clarification then from the commission as to what does this mean for the audit report search system? Does this mean that increased activity is not part of the misstatements and stands alone, and we would have to go in and make those coding changes?
Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
I'd like some clarification for Ms. Arik. When you talk about the search system, are you talking about an internal system or are you talking about our public website?
Our public website, within the public website, there was something that the commission, I can't recall how many years ago, asked that we actually create so that the regulated community and commissioners could more easily find past findings. And that's where the categories and the subcategories come into play.
So if I may, Madam Chair, so if somebody searches for increased activity, is that a term that comes up?
Increased activity isn't searchable. What you would actually find first is a misstatement. Under misstatement, there are numerous subcategories, increased activity being one of those. It's not a standalone. From the conversation we're having today, it sounds like increased activity would be its own searchable category, which means it no longer is with misstatement. All right. So the question is, what do we do with this audit, plus as well with those audits from the past? I think it goes back to 2004.
All right, I'm still a little bit confused. If you search for the term increased activity, you get a blank screen or do you get findings? Do things pop up?
That is not one of the qualifiers. So if you actually go to the FEC website and you're taking a look at those categories of audits, what you first come to is misstatement. Under misstatement, it gives you an option to then choose subcategories. For instance, increased activity. Once you choose that, it will then show you all those misstatements that had increased activity.
But how do you get there in the first place? If you enter increased activity and you're telling me that's not a search term, then how would you get to misstatement?
So again, the way that you do, you have a filter where you can actually go in and under findings and issue categories, you can say misstatement of financial activity. Under there, you would have to then select the increased activity, be it disbursements, receipts. It will then go back and it will bring up all of those findings and issues. Hence the reason why I'm just concerned to make sure that we're actually, that the changes that we're requesting of staff, just so we understand what the commission's direction is.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
Well, I don't want to preempt Commissioner Cook's seat.
I also see that Ms. Lee is trying to be recognized. So if she has something that's pertinent to this specific point from Ms. Orrick, I'm happy to defer to her.
Ms. Lee, please go ahead.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub, the way the audit report search system works, it's not searchable via word. So you couldn't data enter increased activity and then it will pull it up kind of like Google. The way it works is there are drop-down menus and you select a category in the drop-down menu. So in the first drop-down menu is a category of misstatement of financial activity. And then from there, you do a selection, subcategories of increased activity. So if that kind of clarifies it a little bit.
Thank you, Ms. Lee. Now, Mr. Cook, Commissioner Cooksey, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I understand Ms. Orrick's concern. I guess for my part, I still agree with Commissioner Weintraub and her view that our documents say this is a separate finding, and I understand we've been doing this for 16 or 17 years, but it's never too late to do the right thing and clean up what we've been doing after the fact. I wouldn't support going back and changing old audit findings that we've already approved. I think that is sort of let sleeping dogs lie and change those. But if I think going forward, I mean, if we need to tweak our filters for the database searches for, you know, any future reports we do that have separate findings of misstatement versus increased activity, I think that seems like just something that would, you know, need to be changed in our search functions and our tech behind that we can figure out after the fact. But I'm prepared for my part, at least, just to support Commissioner Weintraub's change, also to support Commissioner Traynor's change. I also supported the original proposal Commissioner Traynor circulated earlier. So I'm a yes on everything if we can get a consensus there. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chair, did you still want to weigh in on this?
Very briefly, since I agree with everything Commissioner Cooksey just said. So that will save me the need to say it. The only thing I would add is that, you know, our agenda item is this particular matter. I think this is all important. And I would be very happy for my part to work through these issues offline. But I do think that it would be a mistake for us to not go with the better option as we see it in the matter before us because of inertia in the system. I think we can address that. I think it's a big ship. It takes a little bit of time to turn it, but the fact we've got a better course, to belabor the metaphor, we should take.
Belabor the metaphor. It's not belabored. It's all fine. I see it a little differently. I do understand the need for the correction, but I think the correction should be moving forward. And I still have a little couple of issues for how the search engine would apply, but I do see that it looks like we have some consensus in this. I just want to highlight, I'll be abstaining from this because I do think the correction should be done in the future. But just for this particular instance with the additional concerns that I have, I will abstain from this, but I think that we have are at a phase where we can move forward on this. Is there a desire for any further discussion? None? Then I believe we have Commissioner Weintraub, please.
Just a couple of sentences before making a motion. I think that I thank my colleagues for their thoughtfulness on this. And I'm sure that it was not intended this way, but I think we cannot put the convenience of our staff ahead of the fairness to people who are out there operating under the rules that we administer. And if this causes a little bit of internal angst about how we're going to adjust our categories, then I think we're just going to have to deal with that. But I agree entirely with the Vice Chair that, you know, we have one, we have actually two audit matters in front of us, but we have these specific audit matters in front of us, and we have to deal with the concerns that have been expressed with regard to these particular matters. And I am happy to engage with my colleagues and the staff behind the scenes to figure out, you know, how we want to more broadly deal with these issues going forward. Having said that, I'm prepared to make a motion if it is timely to do so, Madam Chair.
Please do.
In Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Grassroots Victory Pack, A19-14, I move approval of audit's recommendation subject to deleting misstatement of financial activity before increased activity on page 3, the cover page, page 5, the table of contents, page 8, the summary, and 9, part 4 of agenda document 21-11-A, and adding after the phrase increased activity a parenthetical that says corrected.
Thank you for the motion. Is there a discussion on this motion? Seeing no interest, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those, well, abstain. Look, I'll call that one. The motion passes 5. To one abstention, with one abstention, with the Vice Chair, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioner Walther, and Commissioner Traynor voting in favor. Thank you. And we're going to move on to the next matter, which will be National Tooling and Machining Association. We have Jonathan Fonseca and Erica Lee from the Audit Division here to discuss this matter. And
thank you.
Please move forward with the presentation. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Before you is the proposed final audit report for National Tooling and Machining Association Committee for a Strong Economy, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on February 4th, 2021. The PFAR provides the findings outlined in the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum approved by the Commission on January 14th, 2021. Finding one is misstatement for financial activity, increased activity. And finding two, disclosure of contributions made to federal candidate committees. And we are available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fonseca. Is there any discussion for the audit division? Or questions, excuse me. I think this is, as was highlighted, is similarly situated. Commissioner Weintraub is shaking her head. Is there, let me ask if there's a motion that is ready for this one. Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think in fairness, we should make the same change to this document as we made to the other document. So if we are ready for a motion in proposed final audit report on the National Tooling and Machining Association, NTMA Committee for a Strong Economy, A19-10, I move approval of audit's recommendation subject to the deletion of the phrase misstatement of financial activity. Before the phrase increased activity on pages two, the cover page for the table of contents seven, the summary and eight in part four of agenda document 21-12-A, and that we add the phrase corrected in parentheses after increased activity in all of those places. And let me just thank the, I should have said this before, let me thank the audit staff for the good work that they did on both this audit and the previous audit.
Thank you for that motion. And I think we all agree in thanking the audit division for their good work on this and all, everything that they're working on for us. Is there any discussion on this motion? None. As I did previously with the abstention, I will be abstaining in this one. For those same reasons, but I'm going to call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? Abstention. The motion passes five with one abstention, five to five by a majority. I'm the vice chair, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioner Waldron, Commissioner Traynor, and one abstention myself. Thank you for the audit division. We're going to move on to our next agenda item. Item number six has been resolved and item number seven is going to be held over. So the final item that we have on the agenda is management administrative matters. So this is where we ask the magical question. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. The meeting stands adjourned.